This is Clyde One, and I'm here with Pride.
Yeah!
Oh my god, I love those guys.
Who is that in the background?
Yeah, some stranger with great taste.
Callum, Stuart, and Lewis, how are you, boys?
Very well. Thank you for having us.
Yeah, thank you for coming in. I want to talk to you first of all about the Commonwealth Games closing ceremony.
Yes.
Let's just get that right out there
because
that must have been a cool moment for you.
It was absolutely amazing. Yeah, it was a real pleasure to be asked or considered or anything, and so yeah, we were very flattered, and it was very surreal and just an amazing experience, the whole thing. It was great.
I mean, it's cool to be part of that anyway, but you're on the same billing as Deacon Blue and Kylie Minogue.
Yeah, I didn't think we would ever be on a lineup with either of those, to be honest. It was a pleasure though, and we're all big fans of Deacon Blue. I mean, who isn't? So yeah, it was incredible, especially having to follow them was a little bit daunting.
Yeah.
But it was amazing. Yeah, it was great.
Callum, how did it come about that you guys were going to be doing that?
It was the musical director of the closing ceremony, Stuart Nisbet.
Yeah, hi Stuart.
He heard the track and he loved it, so he asked us to play.
So he just came to you? It's not like you had to go through an application or audition process?
Yeah, he just took a punt on it.
Yeah, I think they were keen to sort of feel, especially with Glasgow having a really good history for new bands and, you know, new music, I think they were keen to have something a little bit sort of fresh or whatever to try and push that kind of idea. And they just heard Messiah and thought that it would work really well for the ceremony.
When you were there, you know, obviously it was fantastic for you guys because, as you say, one of the things they wanted to do was really encourage new music and Scottish music as well. And the single Messiah that you performed on stage, what kind of a reaction did you get from people afterwards?
It was unbelievable. Like, it was crazy. With the next day on Facebook and on Twitter, and loads of people getting in touch, and a lot of the performers. Big shout out to the performers.
Yeah.
The Pride Siders.
Pride Siders.
We've decided to call them.
Oh, I love that. That's good.
Who put hours slogging tents around in the rain, and some of the athletes were tweeting us and stuff. And lots of people just saying that they loved it and were excited, and yeah, it was great. It was a very nice moment to sort of wake up the next day and feel like, oh, actually, that was really cool.
Loads of people downloading our tracks on iTunes as well.
I think we ended up at the end of the Sunday, three of our tracks that are on iTunes were all in the top 10 of the alternative iTunes chart, and I think we got Messiah was up at like 30 something in the actual iTunes chart as well. So
that was pretty cool.
Yeah, it was amazing.
Yeah, but what would have been great for you is that new people would have heard your music. How long have you guys been actually on the go for as a band?
As Pride, we're into about a year and a half, something like that.
Okay.
Me and Lewis are coming up on our 10th anniversary.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you very much. Yeah. It's coming soon. In fact, it's probably like next week or something.
Yeah.
So what did you two do before?
We met at uni and started a band together, and sort of we've been playing in bands ever since. We're just a couple of different projects and stuff, and Pride's being the most recent, where we found this guy.
Okay.
Dragged him into the fold.
And out of university.
Yeah, sorry.
So what, did you leave uni to join the band?
Yeah.
What were you studying?
Physics.
So you guys are going to be doing an in-demand uncut gig for us.
Yes.
Fresh music, 15th of September at the QMU, on the same bill as Vukovi,
yeah.
And Twin Atlantic.
And the Twin Boys.
How are you feeling about this?
Really looking forward to it, actually. We know Vukovi and Twin, obviously, pretty well, so it'll be nice to see them all, and I think it'll be a good show, yeah, big time.
The thing is, you must look at like Twin Atlantic and the success that the boys are having right now, and you know, you obviously have known them for a while. It must be very inspiring to see that.
Yeah. And we're really chuffed for them. Absolutely, they've worked hard for a long time, and it's nice to see it pay dividends. And they are, they're lovely chaps. So yeah, we're right behind them.
Thank you very much.
No, you're welcome. Thank you.
And enjoy the gig for In Demand Uncut on the 15th of September.